This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Nero, N-E-R-O, first name Albert, A-L-B-E-R-T, date of birth January 16, 1952, date of evaluation November 30, 2022. The chief complaint, 70-year-old male seen preoperatively, as he is scheduled for left knee surgery, the HBI. The patient is a 73-year-old African-American male who was noted to have a left knee injury, period. He stated that he had suffered a fall while restraining a child at a special needs school program on March 7, 2022. Period. He then suffered a knee injury, period. He underwent physical therapy, period. However, he has had ongoing symptoms of pain, which he describes as dull and throbbing. Pain is non-radiating, period. It is typically 3/10 subjectively. It is improved with rest, walking. However, it is worsened with walking or activity, period. He stated that he is no longer able to run, period. He was initially anticipated to undergo surgery on October 3rd, 2022, period. However, he was found to have had an abnormal EKG, period. Surgery was subsequently canceled. He was then referred for cardiovascular consultation, period. He has had no chest pain, orthopnea, or PND. The past medical history, he had COVID-19 in October 2022. He was diagnosed with atrial fibrillation in 2013. Next number, hypertension. Next number, diabetes. Next number, end-stage renal disease. Past surgical history. Kidney transplantation in 2013, but developed recurrent renal failure, period. Next number, Achilles tendon surgery. Next number, gunshot wound to the chest. The medications, amlodipine 5 milligrams one daily, Prograf 5 milligrams one BID, metoprolol tartrate 50 milligrams one BID, Celsep 500 milligrams one daily, enteric coated aspirin 81 milligrams one daily, Zyrtec one daily, Humalog Quick Pen 20 units, Lantus 34 units, period. He reports that he is currently not taking any of the insulin, period. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Family history, mother had breast cancer, grandmother had Alzheimer's disease. A younger brother has heart disease. Social history, he notes marijuana use and distant history of cocaine in the 80s, but no current drug use, no cigarette smoking, no alcohol use, period. Review of systems, constitutional, he has had weight loss, period. He reports generalized weakness, period. Review of systems otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination, blood pressure 131/65, pulse 95, respiratory rate 20, height 76 inches, weight 262 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress, period. The cardiovascular examination reveals an irregular rhythm. There is no S3 or S4 period. Abdomen reveals a well-healed transverse scars. There are no masses or tenderness present, period. Musculoskeletal, there is tenderness to palpation of the medial and lateral joint lines of the left knee, period. There is tenderness on flexion, period. The impression, correction, the EKG reveals atrial fib flutter at a rate of 87 beats per minute. Non-specific ST/T wave changes are noted to be present, period. The assessment, this is a 70-year-old male with prior history of atrial fibrillation, period. He was noted to have abnormal ECG and subsequently referred for cardiovascular evaluation, period. He is known to have history of left knee lateral meniscus tear, left knee patellofemoral chondromalacia, and chronic pain syndrome, period. Patient is currently scheduled for diagnostic arthroscopy with partial lateral meniscectomy, period. As noted, he has extremely abnormal EKG, period. However, this seemed to have been present since 2013, i.e. his history of atrial fibrillation. It is my opinion that patients can proceed with his surgery. I have ordered echocardiogram to assess his LV function given underlying atrial fibrillation, period. He is at risk for CVA, given his history of AFib, period, and will require anticoagulation both for prophylaxis of DVT and his underlying atrial fibrillation, period. He is otherwise clinically stable and may proceed with his planned surgery. Of note, previous MRI dated May 26, 2022 reveals mucoid degeneration of the posterior cruciate ligament with a high-grade partial thickness tear of its mid-fibers. There was a horizontal tear involving the anterior horn and free edge of the body of the lateral meniscus, period. There was tricompartmental degenerative changes with chondrosis as noted. There was a grade 4 chondral lacer of the inferior lateral patella facet and median ridge of the patella with underlying subchondral cyst formation, period. There is a small joint effusion with synovitis of the left knee, period. There is mild mucoid degeneration of the anterior cruciate ligament. There is mild distal quadriceps and patella tendinosis, period. With this background, then, the patient is felt to be clinically stable for his procedure. He is cleared for same recommendation, may proceed with surgery as clinically indicated. Signed, Dr. Rawlington Ferguson.